man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA Podcast. I am your boy, Sean.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Teddy.
Yes, Law. This your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is the Dirty South Philly Podcast Show. And we talk about anything and everything under the sun. What's happening, y'all?
Like, the show on the end. Yeah, man. The show on the end. Transitioning.
Hey, we got a lot of
transitional.
A lot of topics to talk about. Got a new playlist, y'all.
Okay.
New playlist.
Hey, is his playlist gonna be up by the end of the year?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't do me.
You know what? Honestly, I lost out everything that nigga said.
Don't do me.
I lost all this.
Y'all start hating on me. My shit be right. I added some new songs to it.
I lost all of these said. But all you gotta do is put the cover on there and make it.
I'm trying to think. How many I got now?
Damn good 200.
That don't make no
sense. Huh? It's a long list, boy.
That don't
I'm gonna
make
get
no
to
sense.
That don't make no sense. Why not?
Because.
See, all you gotta do is send me that playlist right now. Just ship it to me. That way I ain't gotta go look. Goodness.
Original one songs.
Just send that whole thing.
Y'all hate on me, Ted.
We got a new playlist. Preview of the season 4 playlist.
Well, come on,
couple of artists that might be the same, but it's all new music. And we're gonna kick that thing out. First song we got is by a guy named King K-Ro called Band Major. It's a dope song.
King K-Ro.
Let
you know now, I ain't never heard this shit.
Me either.
This list, so this is everything Shaw like.
Hey.
Damn it, if I don't like it, I'm gonna say something.
It's a dope.
I'm gonna say something.
It's a dope.
I sure hope so.
What's the name?
I'll tell you. I sure hope so.
Daryl, stop hanging on. Wait. Just wait to listen.
Hey,
don't get me in the first 3 seconds.
Haters gonna hate. Player gonna play.
That's a
slide. Okay. Season 3.
I guess so. Hey, it played. I listened to it all the way over here and got here and said, you know what? Fuck y'all niggas. That bitch just went silent on the nigga ass.
Hey.
It's alright. It's a place.
Y'all song. Thought y'all gonna.
What the hell you like?
It was a bad.
Well, if y'all hear a big rumble in the microphone.
Y'all.
Teddy and killing shit.
Heavy hand.
She down something. She down something.
You know, got weight on.
Well,
That.
Sit y'all ass down. Don't try me.
What'd I say? Sit your ass down.
Well, I'll be down.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, he done sat here and talked about my list so much.
And now my own play for the first time.
Yes, Lord.
This shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, we still going.
But anyway, we're going to get into these topics. Our first topic is, you hear about the scandal going on in Boston with the Boston Celtics head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to say his name. I know I'm going to fuck it up.
Yep. I'm
gonna go for it. I gotta look at it to see.
You know who nigga is. Who is?
I seen a picture though.
I gotta look at it to see. It is. His name is.
Udica. I don't know.
Emo.
Already fucking up. E-Man.
No,
okay.
Mr. E.
It's Emi Udoka. Udoka.
Udoki.
I-M-E. That's his first name. That's Emi, right? I-M-E.
Who?
I-M-E. That's his first name. I-M-E Udoka. Udoka. U-D-O-K-A. Well, anyway. Yeah, that nigga sound like he's straight from Wakanda.
Right. What is wrong?
Straight from Wakanda. But he was wrapped up in a scandal that just came out over the weekend. Apparently it's been going on for a while, but they just now put out all the information. So what was going on was he was having a consensual relationship with one of the front staff members of the Boston Celtics organization.
Oh, wow.
Now, many people say, well, man, folk cheat all the time. What makes this shit kind of most significant is he has been engaged for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you ain't getting married
to Miss Nia Long.
Right, I would have been. Yeah,
what was her name?
That was on Friday.
Hey, what was her name on Friday? I forgot her name. The character she played on Friday.
Damn, what
I don't remember her. I remember her sister's name. Felicia. I remember her sister's name.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Name. Speaking of Felicia, y'all seen her. My Jesus. Felicia was rough.
Like, the real Felicia.
Real, like, yeah. No. Real Felicia.
She looked like Felicia.
She looked like Felicia on the movie.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, damn.
And I thought that, like, she... Bye, Felicia. Anyway. But, yeah.
Shit too.
And even more crazy with the whole thing with him here. Nia Long just moved to Boston. She just uprooted everything from LA and moved to Boston.
But y'all wasn't gonna get married.
No. But, I know. But 10 she years. Just,
thank you, Ted. Come on. 10? You take that long to say I do?
I think they said.
Come on, I do. I did.
That was
her
sign. That was her sign.
I think they said it was more her choice, too.
I do. I did. Not undone.
I think they said it was more her choice not to get married.
So why even get engaged?
Exactly.
I don't know. They got a 10-year-old son together.
Oh, damn.
So like they got a family.
I wonder, did he propose just because of the baby?
Could be. Mm-hmm. In that world.
Or maybe they just wanted to keep all their money.
Mm-hmm.
Now you motherfucker.
Mm.
I like the beat though.
Yeah. Oh man, that was far from the land.
Oh.
I don't know why this play nigga will not play.
Stay out the floor. Shout out to KJ.
It just will not play.
One time.
What's going on with the but anyway, the kicker in with Nia Long, she found out two days before the rest of the world found out. He known since last, like, July. He knew he was under investigation by the team, but he chose to keep it quiet until 2 days before the news broke. That is fucked up.
Yeah, just go ahead and tell him.
Let the shit hit the fan.
I feel bad for Nia Long, bro. She didn't have to go.
Me too. He didn't have to do it like
that. He did not have not to do her like that.
Right.
But hey, babe, like they say, man, people get cheated on all the time, even the famous people.
Yeah, but dang.
But, live season 3. We were going to preview season 4. I don't know what happened. It just did not.
It's holy.
It just will not play. But, I feel bad for Nia Long. She's just another person in that long line of wonderful celebrity women that got cheated on. Her, Halle Berry, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Y'all get cheated on. So yeah. Let you know, you can be bad. It ain't gonna stop a nigga from cheating on you at all. But he now, the investigation over with, I guess they found out whatever they were trying to find out. And he got suspended by the team for the entire upcoming season. So he won't be on the sideline at all.
Was it worth it?
I hope so.
Bop.
Right. You miss a lot of paycheck to me.
Right.
And over little piece of tail. Of course they won't. Of course they ain't gonna let them. They gonna let out who won't
be.
They won't release who.
Yes, they have.
They have. Mm-hmm. I saw that. They said that's allegedly. They don't really know.
Deho.
But I know she been getting dragged on.
Deho.
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 They just
well,
released
around
the
wrong Deho. Titty. I ran for you enough for real.
That lady might be an innocent person, Jeff. To have to work for the folk, right?
Nah. They probably went through everybody on their birthday.
He ain't have to do Neil Long like that.
I saw one dude on the comments on social media said, but man, that's Nia Long. One dude was like,
that's Nia Long, man. Like, that Felicia sister.
But you know what? One dude said, that might have been the case if it was Nia Long from Friday. But he's like, nigga, that picture wasn't Nia Long.
It don't matter.
Oh, so this is your citizen deal.
That's 51-year-old.
You're getting them discounts.
So I'm like, I'm not alone, man. That's Nia Long, brother. You fumbled Nia Long.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, don't fumble knee alone.
Can't fumble knee alone. Can't fumble knee alone, people.
But the reports come out like that ain't the only woman though. Like,
can't fumble Patty either. Y'all been not who Patty like this.
Who?
Patty.
Patty
who?
Patty.
Patty.
Patty. The Bell? Yeah.
The fuck?
Don't do Patty like y'all did Neil. Come on now, help me, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Don't do Patty like y'all did Neil.
I wouldn't even be mad if a nigga cheated on Patty.
You
gotta
you can't do Patty, though.
You gotta get you some tender roll somewhere.
Okay, what about Felicia?
Well, you just said she was
crazy. Yeah, you just said she fucked
up. No. Okay, let me change the name. Claire.
Claire. Oh, Felicia Rashad.
Yeah,
that like still pretty. Yeah, that's still pretty. Her and what's her name? What the lady here? Angela Bass.
Oh, hell yeah.
She like 61 years old. You wouldn't even know.
She look good.
Why?
Angela Bass could look like she like just turned 50 or something. Like,
no mercy.
But yeah, knee long, I mean, shit.
Will keep on
no matter who you is, your ass will get rolled on.
Keep on burning.
But that been a big story. It been everywhere. The Celtics suspended him for a year. Fucked up. You lost your girl, your job. Well, you ain't lost your job.
Well, you might be put on child support. I would.
But do you really need to?
He's making a lot of money.
Huh?
Do you really need to put him on child support?
No. Damn.
He did, but.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Like, damn, man, you gotta do something.
That's embarrassing.
Before we go any further, go Dawgs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were on. Then
let y'all see what's going on. Go Dawgs. Yeah.
Yeah, but he ain't have to do sweet knee like that. But the internet been dragging his ass all weekend and all week. So, you know, social media don't give a fuck.
Going in on.
Speaking of social media. When, about a week ago, famous rapper PNB Rock was murdered in L.A.
What is his music? What is
okay,
music?
Brother, if I sat in and explained what songs he had, you'd be like,
he did have a couple of hits. I didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
But he did have a couple.
And he did a lot of songs. People like Weeknd, Future. He did a lot of songs.
I'm just saying, maybe I've heard one and didn't know it was him.
I can hum the shit out there, but I couldn't tell you the name of the man. But he was murdered inside. I want to
come with that. Raw.
That shit hard though.
It really is.
But PNB Rock, he was murdered inside L.A. at a Roscoe Chicken and Waffle.
I know Roscoe.
Yeah. Now. Damn. Before he was murdered, his girlfriend posted a picture.
He posted his location too.
Yeah, he did. He did. But they posted pictures of where they were. And right after that, guy walked in, held him up at gunpoint, robbing him of his jewelry. I don't know if something went wrong or what.
They say he wasn't going for it.
But they decided
to.
Look, man.
Took that shit off so fast.
Look, I'm telling you, like, bro, you can have all this shit.
My socks, too.
Big ass jewelry. I ain't got no. I sit in that big butt ass naked if I got to leave.
You want my leave? You want all this shit.
But he was in there with his lady, and they were eating, and the guy came in and draw down. Now, the controversy comes from social media. Everybody on social media was blaming his. I don't know if it was his girlfriend, fiance, but I know social media was taking her through the blunder.
Because before that, he recently just gave her back her phone for doing that, posting their location.
Yeah, he did an interview 2 weeks before he died with DJ Academic, and he was explaining about how being in LA, he was just like always on the lookout. Like he's in that interview, he was explaining how he had to tell his girlfriend to be more cautious of their surroundings, because he noticed there were two dudes following them and they were talking kind of loud and crazy, so they could hear them.
Yeah.
So they left the spot they was at, went to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And as they were parking, he noticed a car parked in the spot they were trying to get, so they went down a little further, got a parking spot, going to the store. And lo and behold, he said it was the same two dudes who was at the last shopping center, right there behind them, talking that same crazy shit. And he said his girlfriend didn't have a clue what was going on. So that just goes to show you that she should have been a little light.
Yeah.
I ain't never been to South LA, right? But I do watch the news.
And I know it.
Feel.
Yeah.
And
it does rain in the South LA.
I thought it never rained in Southern California.
But
the news, like you watch real news, it's a string of robberies going on in LA. Like it's all on social media. Like they running up on folk broad daylight on the sidewalk, full of people. Get up! I saw one where they ran them down in their car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, they going down.
You ran a nigga down in his car.
Yes, sir.
Mashed that. Scared.
And
mashed that. Gone.
The question is, people were going crazy on their girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But
one person in particular, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. But I don't think people should blame her for it.
Nobody stand big booty, no thighs.
She got some thighs.
Yeah, baby. feel that.
And I'm trying to feel that.
Yeah, with the rest of the back shots she
but
got.
But they shouldn't blame the girlfriend.
They shouldn't blame. If anything, God rest his soul, he had to be blamed for it too, because you knew where you were going with what you had on. Like, you ain't even from L.A.
Right.
You from Philadelphia.
Y'all could
have done that, dude. Man, y'all could have went back home.
What? I'm so serious. I mean, Riley ain't knocking Ralph, though, but...
Y'all
could have
done that,
dude. That's how you could have done
that. The Instacart of this shit.
Right.
And then a lot of people saying, well, you shouldn't have to feel some way about wearing jewelry going, but
you shouldn't.
But let's be realistic, though. I ain't got a person with me ain't got a poster where I'm at for people to rob me. It's people sitting around every day.
Yeah.
All they gotta do is see.
Somebody in the restaurant alerted somebody, like, hey, such
you
and
know
such
what?
A young.
They say that what happened to Young Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They said that what happened to Young Dog. They said somebody in that clicking shop called them folk and told them he was down.
Oh,
damn. Yeah. It deep. But I'm thinking that probably would have either that. Or it was just somebody out and about and they saw an easy leap. Like, you walk in, man, did you see the jewelry he had on?
I've always been confused. Like, why do you need to go anywhere with that much jewelry? Why do you need 8 necklaces?
I know that shit heavy.
Thank you.
I know it is.
7 rings.
I got it to play.
13 bracelets.
2 watches on both wrists.
For what? Time ain't gonna change.
Right.
It gonna stay the same from left to right. It ain't gonna...
Okay.
What it is?
Well, what the hell we listen to? Some...
This is the first song off
the
new play.
African shit on season 4.
It's called Band Major by King Cairo.
Okay.
And it's a nice song.
Like, we need to have a moment of silence for the playlist.
Right. Man.
No, you don't. It's a dope ass song, though. It's a really dope song. He's straight out of Atlanta. Shout out my boy TK Duggan for putting me on this guy.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have possible artists on the play.
Okay.
See if you got it out. Y'all do it. Y'all do PA. But anyway.
Yeah. There you go.
But with the whole PNB Rock line, though, I feel like you should be able to wear your jewelry. I don't care what kind of jewelry it is.
True.
Yeah, true, but at the same
time,
man, you know you got Grammy motherfuckers in the world.
But then my thing, though, if you going to wear that kind of jewelry,
you
just be more cautious of where
you
going.
You got to expect the unexpected.
Or Lee had that box.
Lee had that box.
Well, they call that the blick.
The blick.
I don't know why they call it the blick.
It's a blick your ass. Blick, 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 blick. I don't know why they call it.
Bust a boss, because that bitch will bust a hole in your ass.
I don't even know why. I don't know why they call half shit they call stuff. Like, why they call a hot dog a glizzy?
Okay.
Like, yeah, like, what the fuck? Fuck is a glizzy?
A hot dog. It's a hot dog. Man, I heard when y'all niggas say that shit at work.
My boy.
Nigga said, I'm finna go on to keep QT, get me a glizzy. Man, that shit sound gay. What you talking about, man? A glizzy. What you got going on, bro?
Like a honey bun.
Okay. But it be extra glaze on that bun.
Not a hot dog.
No,
I guess they trying to spruce it up, put a little razzle
down
on it.
No, I just don't, man, the language now, man, it's so damn crazy.
Man, the older you get, the weirder they're going to get. Trust.
I thought we had weird ass language coming up,
we
bro.
Did. We did. No. I thought we did.
Not like this shit.
Well, they just going to keep changing.
Yeah.
The younger people get, like, everybody's going
to have to see what they're going to be calling the damn, when we get 60, 70, we're like, baby, what is that?
Right.
Granddad, that's a pencil. The hell?
Just start calling random shit.
On number two.
Just random shit,
right? That shit crazy. Oh man.
But yeah, with the whole PNB rock thing.
Bring your phone on the show real quick.
Huh? Who? Yep.
Bring your phone on the show real quick.
But with the whole PNB rock situation, it's a sad situation.
Yeah.
But the thing that got me pissed off here with all the people that was in there recording that shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see it.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Man, the footage that they chose to put up was fucked up.
Really?
It was him. Like, you literally saw that man breathe his last fucking breath. Like, he was on the ground. And you know when, I don't know if people know, but when your body goes through trauma like that, it twitch and do. Mm-hmm. So he went on the ground, like, tapping the floor, like, rapidly tapping the floor. And then you could just see when he just... It just let on out.
Yeah,
like why they got to put that on the internet? Golly, that nigga back from the dead.
I don't even know who you is, but hey.
That family right now.
I'm about to say y'all look like y'all
broke. Shout out to my boy Sean. Big time
poker.
He gets in good. Hey. You can't be having a conversation while we record.
Hey, man. This DSA podcast show. We do any and everything on this motherfucker.
That nigga just break all the podcasts.
Yeah, real.
But, yeah, that situation happened. I hate that it happened.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It seemed like all the rappers died on social media, though. Mm-hmm.
Say again?
All of them died on social media. But, hey, big shout out to his family. Good thing they going to happen.
Next time you come back.
All of his music, it like he owned the rights to.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
So I think they said he had two daughters.
Mm-hmm. That he took.
So both of his daughters gonna be splitting
the
residuals from all of his music. That's the good thing about it.
That's great.
I just think it weird that all of these guys own all their music and they all end up dead.
Yeah.
That shit weird as fuck.
Man. And every last one that ended up dead had the same pinky ring.
Oh, he had a star too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had it.
Oh, yeah, it's the record label. I don't know if they need to look into that.
That's the Illuminati.
There you go.
That's that record label.
I'm just saying.
Maybe start reading the contract. Ooh, they put that in the contract. I'm pretty sure they
don't read saying. I'm just saying, though, like, one person died that had it. Okay. Two people, coincidence. But when you get to five, six, seven people, man, it ain't no coincidence no more. It's something that's really happening. Mm-hmm. I know some people believe that the old record label have insurance policies on
all that. Yeah, you know they do.
Like big multi-$1 million insurance policies.
Matter of fact, with that pinky ring, that star ring shit, that was part of what was going on with that. It had insurance policies out on the ad.
So what, they just going around and be like, huh, man, here go a ring.
Yeah.
By now, people ought to be like, nah, nigga, I'm good.
Come on, star, give me a squat.
I'm telling you. I go buy my own ring.
Right.
You ain't got no oval?
Right.
Well, how about just a circle? Just,
right.
Y'all keep them stars. I don't even want to be no star.
I don't
Y'all got no necklaces?
Bracelet. An ankle bracelet. Okay.
Matter of fact, I take my shades.
I take a toe ring.
It was sunglasses. Nah, they might try to cut your foot off then.
Give
me
a toe ring. Give
me a toe ring.
They can't see.
Shit, fuck
that.
That crazy,
bro. Yeah, but.
Like, it make you not want to be an entertainer no more. Yeah. For some people.
I mean, you can't enjoy, your blessings.
Exactly.
But let me be real, though. Let me be real. A lot of these artists invite that type of activity.
True.
Like, Tupac, my favorite. That's my favorite hip hop artist of all time, right? But can't nobody tell me he didn't invite that type of shit to him. Like, the man made a career off of talking about dying. He made his whole career off of talking about dying. And it was never, I'm gonna die in my sleep. I lived a long life. It was always, I get gunned down and shit. Like, you invited that type of shit. Not to say that. Like, well, you openly said, come kill me, but it's like, you talk that shit into existence. Well,
you know what they say, you gotta be careful how you speak, because everything you speak it to the universe. Yeah. And it's gonna come back however you speak.
Exactly.
So you gotta be careful what you speak. That's why I don't let people speak crazy shit over me. Like, nah, don't speak that over me, bro. That's what you got going on.
That's why I stopped saying goodbye.
Yeah, I don't ever say goodbye.
I started saying, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But you
because that's the end when it's goodbye.
Damn, all right, come on.
Teddy, that's like shit. She just hang up. Oh damn, she threw talking. Oh okay.
All right, good luck, man.
Teddy. Oh, she hung up early. She muffled through talking. Yeah, she ain't say shit.
I'll catch up with you.
Hey, you know what it remind me of? What was that comedian? Bruce. Because he, like, when he get to the end of his show, he's like, yeah, man, a lot of folks, they got these clothes and how they close out. And he's like, I don't have no clothes out. I just walk the fuck off. Crowd start laughing. You look at him. The nigga drop the mic and walk the fuck off. He's
like, damn.
And walk the fuck off. He say, shit. Like, oh, y'all think I'm playing. And he drop the mic and walk the fuck off.
Definitely.
Exactly. So but yeah, I stopped saying bye a long time ago. Cause I heard this guy, he was like, you ain't gonna see me no more. I'm like, what you mean? Like, you telling me bye. You tell somebody bye, that's it. That's the end.
Yeah, that's my stuff.
I was like, okay. Like, nah, if I see you later on. After a while or some shit.
That's how my stepdaddy is. My stepdaddy is big on that. Don't say goodbye. Nope. It's always, I'll see you later, I'll catch you later, holler at you later, or something like that.
I'll have that later.
And I used to always be like, bye, nigga.
Bye, nigga. I'll see you in a minute.
Bye, nigga.
Yeah, I'm with you. It make you look twice if you want to be an entertainer, but you got this. And plus, you know, when you from out of town, you just can't be all willy-nilly in somebody else's city, though.
True.
Like, you got on.
Gotta humble yourself.
You got on hundreds of thousands of dollars in diamonds.
Don't know where you at.
Ain't none of these people your people.
Oh,
no. Shit. Niggas who live out there don't wear that much goddamn jewelry. The only nigga I know wear that much jewelry.
But they said that was a bad area, though. Why would you even go there?
Nigga be trying their ego. Feel like they can be anywhere.
I'm pretty sure there's another Roscoe's. I went to a Roscoe's in L.A.
Yeah, it's coming to Roscoe's now.
Wasn't even who.
Nigga, he go, man.
She don't know where she was at.
She said
it was
that
bright and sunny.
Yeah.
Like, now I know that. Oh, they live up on the hill. Okay.
Oh man! I thought he should have had somebody from his team telling him don't be out there in those parts.
He should have security.
Like, you gonna be in them parts of LA?
I mean, no matter what, if you going shopping or not, you still should have security.
What about that?
Especially like you said, living that type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Bringing that type of attention to yourself.
You bring
a half motherfucker with you, man.
Yeah.
That's gonna go for you.
Yeah.
Really, if not.
I don't care, you just going to the grocery store.
Yeah. Have somebody, or send somebody to the damn grocery store.
Like I said, DoorDash.
Okay. I hate that shit. Because he made some good music, though. He really did make some good music.
Yeah, he had a couple hits.
Did he?
Yeah, 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 he made
some good music. So, again, what are some of the damn songs? Yeah, you have to look. We can't be that damn good if y'all don't know the damn songs. Because if it's a song that was good, you're going to know that
song. I don't know the name of no damn song.
Me either.
But... What's name Juvenile song?
That's song because that shit came out in the late
90s. It don't matter. Like
yeah,
I said,
it's a difference.
It's a good song. If you like it, you gonna know something.
There is a difference from knowing an artist that I used to go to a store and purchase an album for between knowing an artist that I can just click a button and listen to. I'm not gonna pay attention to the name of his song. Like, there's a big difference.
So, you know, how you gonna like the song?
Hit the picture and the song start playing. That's how you know you like it. That's what I do.
So you ain't gonna remember what you like?
No, I can listen to one or two songs.
You really don't like it?
I like a couple songs. I know he got one song with The Weeknd. I'm like, this shit dope. But he ain't my taste, though. I mean, he make good music, but he ain't an artist. Yeah. I'm gonna listen to day in and day out. You know, like, my kids, my older two, love that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Selfish is one of his number one songs.
Yeah, number one song.
You go like, I'm selfish. Fine.
I don't know what
the
fuck she talking about, but yeah.
It is. It is. That's the hook of it. I don't know it, but I like it.
He got good music, though. That's
yeah. I'm not saying he don't.
It's just that younger crowd.
They
know his music.
Yeah.
But he sell out his shows and all this stuff. Me, I can listen to one, maybe two songs, and I'm like, ah, this all right. I gotta keep moving. Because it just ain't on my wavelength. But he apparently made a lot of money. A lot of money, it seemed like, from what they were saying. But I hate that that happened to another young girl. But shit happens all the time. You gotta be, keep your head on the swivel out of it. It don't matter where you at. You just gotta keep your head on the swivel. Going to places like that, though, maybe it wasn't the best idea. Rest in peace, PMB Rock. Keep it pushing. I don't know what the name means behind the name.
That's what's been killing me, bro.
I don't know what PNB stands for.
Me either.
Party and bullshit. I don't know. It's PNB Rock. So, there it is. That's just like most of them.
I don't pinochle and bowling. I don't know.
I have no idea. Somebody younger than me could probably tell you exactly what that shit means. But yeah, I have no clue. Moving on. Teddy.
Yes. Speaking of watching and being careful with people, talking about the Netflix show about Jeffrey, Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen it?
I haven't.
That is crazy.
It's
that he was able to do all of that and not get caught.
I'm playing my part.
And he said he was waiting for them to show up at his door. They never came, and that drove him to do it. Yeah.
Damn.
I was telling Teddy, I remember when all this shit happened. Remember that was like 1991 when he got caught. So I remember like seeing those stories. Shit was still a nightmare. The show she's talking about is called Dahmer. It's on Netflix right now. It got a pretty high rating on
IMDb. They get that thing with, I ain't gonna lie.
Rotten Tomatoes didn't give it a good review, but IMDb gave it a pretty good review. I liked it. Just because I'm into weird shit like that, like murder mysteries.
I know a lot of people said they come watch it because it was so sick and everything.
It was. The nigga had heads and shit in the refrigerator, bro. And
the bones just laying around.
The nigga was like laying with corpses and shit. Like, but that, watching that shit made me like, I was like, okay. If police ever want to investigate me or something, I'm going to go to jail. Because I'm sitting here Wikipedia looking up Jeffrey Dahmer. You feel me? Like, they're going to lock my ass up. Say, yeah, he did. He's looking up sick shit. But I just had to know, though, because I was like, I just want to know, like, after you see that, you be like,
you got to look him up.
Yeah, I had to look like what started this shit. And that shit started for him when he was young. Yeah, that shit started when he was a kid. I want to say he killed that first person. He was 13 or something like that. Yeah. And it stopped for a long time. Dude went to college and everything, bro. Didn't do too good in college, but he went.
In the army?
Yeah, he was in the army. Like, real live fucking serial killer, nutcase. And then after he got out of the army and just lived on his own, lived it with, he was killing folk in his grandmama basement. In the grandmama basement, bro.
Dissolving them in acid and pouring them down the fucking drain.
Yep. Wow. He was coming up with his own little concoction of bleaches and shit to preserve their skull. But the shit he was doing was making the goddamn skulls and shit brittle. So he would always have to crush them motherfuckers with like a hammer or some shit to get rid of the shit. Man, he was sick, dude. And it just got worse and worse and worse.
And it's crazy, like, the fact that it started with his daddy trying to help, like, I guess, bond with him. Yeah. So they used to pick up roadkill and dissect
them. He was into that shit.
He was into it. I mean, if you see, if that were me and I see my child into that shit, I'd be like, nah, we gotta start this shit.
Well, you a real live Michael Myers, right? Man, that type of shit right now. Really, that's what he was.
Yeah.
He was fucking Michael Myers, bro. And he had a thing for gay, young gay men. He would lure them to the house. And at one point, he was shooting their ass up with some type of shit that was making their ass go to sleep. Or he put something in their drink.
Was that cocaine? Because it looked like they were OD.
That's what it looked like. And he would just kill. He would do what he do to them all. And then kill their ass. One dude got away, but then they brought his ass right back. Brought his ass right back, bro.
To confront him.
Yeah.
My thing is the smell.
Yeah, they said that man party. It's how he got caught, though, crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Cause like if the old police officer never just went up there and walked in there and saw all that shit.
Saw all that. Cause they were about to leave till they seen the pictures.
The pictures.
Even though they smelled that smell. And he had a container sitting in the fucking corner of his fucking room.
Yep.
Blood stains on the fucking mattress.
Yep.
They was still about to let him go.
Yep. Them fucking pictures, buddy looked at them pictures and he was just like, oh, like shit, this is right. Like, this happened. It's real right here.
Yeah.
Imagine going to somebody's house and you know what death smell like. Been around enough roadkill and dead deals and shit. You know
when something dead.
Yeah.
Bruh, you walk into somebody's house and know what it smell like. Oh, no, we need to get the whole SWAT unit down here. So, niggas don't smell like this.
Right. And it don't stop. The smell do not stop.
No, I don't give a damn what you do. He had bodies in the apartment, bro. Like, bodies. Heads in the freezer.
And the crazy thing is, he did all of this on probation.
On probation. For like, child molestation or some shit.
Because that
like
one got away. He got away. His grandmama stayed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that fucked up though. Like, how the fuck do you let a killer? Man, they let the killer walk around. Like I was asking you earlier, when we were talking about it. Like, why didn't nobody notice all these young men were missing?
Right.
Like
nobody.
Young men missing. Like
ain't nobody said.
But ain't nobody looking for their ass or nothing.
Yeah, they trip.
I know when I was reading up on them, like he knew how to choose people who were like. Strays and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people who just been kind of disassociated from everybody. And he was smart in, like, how he chose them.
Yeah, he was.
And he knew that person. Ain't nobody gonna meet that person. That person known for running away. You know what I'm saying? That's.
He said he didn't have no way of picking.
He just weird.
He said they looked it pretty to him. He'll pick them.
Yeah. That was. And this ain't the first, like, series that I had on, but this probably was about the big one.
You did one of the best ones.
The best one that I did. I mean, the man went out the way he went out getting killed. He did all that killing and then got murdered. Ain't that a bitch?
In prison.
Yeah.
But I went down the rabbit hole of this, and I was reading up on her. He was tormenting them in prison.
Who, Jeffrey Dahmer? Mm-hmm. I believe that man was a devil. But if you look
you
at him,
you went out with many killers. Why the fuck would you play around with them?
You look at him, though, and you be like, man, you gonna try and beat in jail, man. Cause he didn't look like he wasn't no big old buff dude. He was a little small, nerdy. Yeah. That's word one right now, man. But yeah, that man was a devil, man. He had something in him.
evil spirit in
that. He had something in him, bro. Like you don't do shit like this. Then they say he was diagnosed as a schizophrenic. He had a personality disorder.
I don't think he had none of that.
I don't either, cause
they made them want to do that shit.
How they showed him on that documentary was reenactment, but then when you like jump into a rabbit hole, nobody reported him or having any kind of schizophrenic outburst or nobody reported anything. Like they were just like, he was just a normal ass person.
An alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic. He was drunk. But I know plenty of those. That don't mean they gonna goddamn go kill everybody that comes to their apartment. You know what I'm saying? But they trying to say, he had all that shit. And I'm like, nah, that nigga knew exactly what he was doing every time he did. So you can't be like blaming on that. That man was evil. That's all bro. Like, how you be that evil,
just straight evil. Like, I don't give two shits about nobody. Fuck all y'all.
That man was a devil reincarnate. For real.
It really had me thinking, though. You really don't know, like, what people do in their spare time.
You don't. Even if you think you do.
You don't. You really don't.
Let me call you paint. I mean, you ain't never been able to trap people.
Who people like you that I didn't put with and walk around with these people don't even know they could just.
We ain't been able to trust
you. What you mean?
We as the black culture. My white folks trust each other. Like mother.
Yeah, dude.
White folks trust each other. And all other cultures and races, they trust each other.
Well, we got reason now.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We don't trust each other because of what we've been through. Yeah. It's been generation from generation. So that's why it looks on the from the outside looking in, and really on the inside looking in, that shit looks so hateful and I'm for myself and fuck you and damn helping you, I got to be, and like that's just the mentality we got.
But can you imagine living in a small city where murders and shit like that were going on though?
Because you wouldn't expect it.
Like I said, you think about that shit that he did, right? That's the plot of the movie Halloween. Small city.
Yeah.
Motherfucker just end up dying one by one by one from one person. That's a whole plot of a horror movie, dog.
Yeah.
Like, it works when it's in a smaller
city.
Because, shit, you ain't got that many goddamn victims to choose from in a small city. But these motherfuckers were going missing one after another. He was killing, dog. Like, it wasn't no... He chilled for a long period of time. And then, I don't know, it just reactivated and he went psycho, goddamn butcher killer all over again. That shit Nightmare made out of. What was the dude that had did that shit in that van over killing all them little children?
Like I said,
Wayne Williams. Yeah. Same type of shit, you feel me? Like, I remember my mama and my brother talking about that shit because my brother was old enough when that shit was happening. He was a kid, and I remember my mom talking about, like, how, like, the shit going on in Atlanta, but even down here, they were just nervous to let their children play outside because they were just being missing all of a sudden. But shit, nigga, that's a real hard move. Jeff, watch that shit on Netflix. Check it out. It's a good. If you end up.
And Evan Peters, the man who played him, did a good ass job. Yeah. That's a good ass actor.
Yeah.
Evan Peters.
Yeah. I don't know what I know him from. X-Men. He's in one of the X-Men movies. That's why I know him. That was
American Horror Story.
Damn, so did. He was an American Horror Story. What? That shit still come on TV? Hey, that used to be my shit, right? Then when they started putting motherfuckers in leather dominatrix shit, you know, I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's supposed to be a horror show. This shit is sexual violence going on around this bitch.
He's still killing
folks. Yeah, but I'm like, I don't think I'm be scared of that. Like, man, if you don't get your ass off, you know, like that leather ass suit on top. What you talking about? They threw me for that one. I mean, I did get one where they like moved into a city and like all these weird ass people kept coming up to them when they looked fucked up. I watched part of it and I was like, that was all right, but they fucked me up with the. I ain't know what I was watching. I was like, what is going on? God, shit. Yeah, but I forgot he did play in it. But check that out. Netflix trying to come over. Keep making shit like this.
Oh, have y'all seen the new Tyler Perry movie? That's good. They got, I say watch it.
I'll just for the new Tyler Perry movie. I'll stop watching Tyler Perry.
Nah, that one's a good one.
Which one is it?
A Jazz Man Blues.
Nah, I ain't even know he had a new movie.
It's on
Netflix.
Oh, okay. See, Netflix coming up.
It's Jazz Man something.
Hey. That's a good Griffin kid right there.
Hey.
Trap Pack.
Yeah, Jazz Man Flight. Blues.
Who?
Hey, Jazz Man Blues.
Oh, I'm gonna check it out.
It's real good. I
said
I definitely say watch
though. He ran me. He kind of wore me out with Madea.
Nah, they don't got nothing to do with Madea.
He wore me out
back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the time.
Yeah, it's that back in the day. They real good.
I'm gonna check that out. It might give me something to watch right now. I just subscribed to what's the name. I gotta go on there and see what I can find. Paramount Plus.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go out tonight.
You got some shit I got to watch.
You watch that shit? House of the Dragon. Man, did you ever watch Game of Thrones? Okay, that's what it's the prequel story to Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Like, everything happened in House of Dragon happened like hundreds of years before. Bro, must watch. When I say must watch TV, I hope people that work for my company don't see me because on Sunday, I'm at work watching that shit, bro. I got to call out a spot in my work day. I'm finna go watch House Dragons. Don't nobody call me. Don't want me for nothing.
Leave me alone.
For I got to watch it, bro. I don't phone go on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. That's the best thing I smoke. I love this. I don't know who them people is that created that shit.
I
want to
talk about one thing. House Valerian. Why is it no black people in Game of Thrones for House Valerian?
They probably killed all them niggas.
The whole damn family.
They probably killed all them niggas. They like, get rid of these niggas, man. These niggas are in trouble.
Where
did
it come from? Shit.
I'm going to catch you. For people that don't watch, I'm trying to catch up in 10, 20 seconds. Boom. House of Dragon, 500 years before Game of Thrones. It's the Targaryens, the black dudes with the white hair.
House Valerians,
them. It just involved, it's Game of Thrones. That's exactly what it is. Like, everybody trying to get the goddamn, they... It ain't so much Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones, everybody was trying to get the throne. Yeah. This one, everybody trying to have a piece of the throne.
Yeah.
Like, his daughter is the heir. She wants the throne, but the people don't want a woman to be queen. They used the king, so the people don't want the girl. So now she basically pitted against her new brother because her daddy had some more kids with her best friend, who was like one of her servers or some shit like this. So daddy married best friend. Had kids, now he got a son, so the people are like, that the son be the hell damn them. So what they leading to is a big ass civil war against two families, basically. And instead of Game of Thrones, where it was every fucking family for themselves, this one is, alright, who with her? Alright, who with her? Cause really, old girl, the queen. Cause the old boy gonna die.
Oh, his ass gonna die.
Yeah, his ass gonna die. Because he sit on the Iron Throne. The Iron Throne is a throne made of melted swords. So it's a certain way you got to sit on it.
But you know they say...
He sit on it. He cut it.
Anybody get cut by the throne.
See, just sit your ass over there. Get out of the damn chair.
Right, they say whoever sits on the throne get cut by is not fit to be sitting on the throne.
But see, that the myth. They explained it in Game of Thrones when... with Joffrey mama, when she was sitting on, she explained that it's a certain way you have to sit on the throne that prevents you from getting cut. See, this king, he sit on that bitch and bang, the nigga cut his finger. And then, like, when they do an episode, this episode happened, and then when you get to next Sunday, it'll be 2 years after. Yeah. So he cut his finger. Then next time he seen that nigga missing two motherfucking fingers. Them bitches gone.
Dang, hold down on. Fucking hold down.
That nigga got cuts on his back. I'm like, damn, King. You need to stand the fuck up, bro.
You get weaker and weaker.
He fucking himself up. But it's giving away.
Every time he walk in there.
Losing 5 points.
Every time he walk in there, he just probably look at that shit and be like.
But losing 5 points or sitting at this motherfucker.
But that's the whole setup of the show.
They go, I don't even want the throne, bro.
Oh, you want the throne, bro. You want the throne. So you control everything.
Everything.
And then they got dragons and shit. How you gonna be the nigga with a dragon?
True. Ain't no other house got any other thing. No
motherfucker
got dragons.
Look, y'all niggas got swords and sticks and shit. Nigga, I got a dragon. Blow all this shit.
Two, three of them. Huh?
Yeah, they got a couple. They got a couple. Yeah, the only weird shit about this show is...
Who, that uncle?
Yeah, that's weird. Hey, that's my favorite character.
That is my favorite character. He's a bad motherfucker.
Like him. Who, the uncle? Yeah. Man, that nigga killed a whole goddamn army of niggas by his damn self. Then he just ran out there and just started cutting their ass. I said, the fuck?
This nigga made that up. Killed his wife. I'm so sorry to hear.
Killed his own goddamn wife. And he in love with his niece. That's the weird shit, though. They were going to marry her off to one of her little brothers. That's how they keep that shit in their family, though. They want pure blood. You feel me? It's weird. But if you watch Game of Thrones, you know that's how they roll with that shit. I think Jon Snow and Daenerys, that was uncle and niece.
Yep.
And they ended up. And he had to end up. At the end of the day, somebody ass got to die. So you're gonna die. You're gonna die. Some nigga die and come back. But the point is, he died. Real talk. That's how that shit go.
Yeah, somebody gonna die. It don't matter.
Who you is? You ain't gonna die. Put it like this, the first episode of Game of Thrones. A nigga got his head cut off. Straight up. He took off running. You gonna die. But this show right here, I'm interested to see Nick. This one coming up Sunday because it jumped a decade. So the actresses who played Rhaenyra and Aerys are gone.
Yeah, I got locked in and see what's going on.
Man, I love that shit. But
yeah, they got two more sequels. Coming out.
Yeah, they got the Jon Snow show. That's one I want to watch right now.
No, and I got 10,000 ships.
check all that shit. Snow gonna be pretty good though. Game of Thrones was the best thing. That pickle,
well, fucking Game of Thrones.
I wonder how they gonna do that though.
Like she strapped up. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder how they gonna do that though. You know, they ended up making those shows before he got done writing the book. Like, the book stories hadn't ended yet.
Yeah.
Like, they still going, but they done they done stretched the show out past the way the goddamn books even go. So, yeah. I wonder how they gonna do it. Because Jon Snow supposed to be king.
Yeah.
But he don't want it. He gave the shit to his little brother, which ain't even his little brother. It's his cousin. But this shit out. It's a lot of people fucking that shouldn't be fucking in that show. They shit do. Your uncle is your cousin and your brother. And all types of weird shit. That shit be crazy.
Try to look off of your phone when you want to.
Yeah. That nigga uncle, brother, cousin. Anyway.
Man, that just made me think something changed. Jump off the subject real quick. When you say it's cool, it made me think. Do you know school system finna go back to textbooks?
That's the dumbest idea I ever heard.
Finna go? What you mean, finna
wait? I thought they couldn't afford
to bring textbooks back.
Like, when I was in college, if my book was online, I would have to print it off.
Yeah. They felt like a lot of them books in the school system, elementary and shit, they felt like a lot of those books were outdated. Which a lot of them were. When we was in school, the bitches were outdated.
All the phenomenon ones.
I mean, the only one that was, well, really, that would have never been outdated was the math book, because math never changed.
Bullshit. The new math is some... Nigga, that's I seen it. Some shit. I was that like, was just, how the fuck you supposed to do this?
That shit so retarded. Like, one problem take up a whole sheet of paper.
I like, it don't take that long.
No sense. It don't take that long to add 44 plus 32.
Yeah. I watch my
children. I gotta throw a box and separate.
I saw my children doing some division. I said, man, fuck you. Get out of my
face. I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, that just when you say a book, that just made me think, like, yeah.
Our generation is screwed, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, yeah. To that point, Teddy. Yeah. With your flood.
Oh, you can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. That's on Instagram and Facebook. You can find Body Honey by Teddy and Body Honey dot by Teddy. That's on Instagram and Body Honey by Teddy on Facebook.
Bam. Hey, as always, catch us at DBSA Podcast on Instagram. I'm at Showboy 82 on Instagram. Go check out the brand page, Brilliant Ignorance at Brilliant Ignorance on Instagram. And check out the website. Use the promo code DSA22 and get your 10% off. Hit you.
Yes, Slaw, man. You already know Magic Country Cousin, man. You can find me on IG and TikTok.
Good drink.
IG and TikTok.
I shouldn't have made it.
She said she shouldn't have made it.
You know what the name of it is? Evening in Mexico. Yeah, that's the name of the drink. I should have kept my ass at home. This shit here ain't no joke.
What's it? Evening in Mexico.
That's the name of the drink. Yeah. I'd never go travel to Mexico again. But. Play Little Jam, wasn't
it? Yeah. From what I from the songs I heard, playlists I had me bobbing over him doing a little something. But I ain't said it in a minute, man. Don't forget about all the lovely titties and ass your elbows.
I mean, it's getting cold.
Yep.
Is it really?
Stay lotioning. Yeah, it be cold.
It
was. Hell yeah. I walked that by the walk dog and walked back in. I said, wait a minute, let me get my coat.
Yeah. I'm ready for this shit, child.
I am too, actually.
Tired of fucking sun, heat, and all this shit, man. Bring me, I like to wear jackets and shit.
Yeah, but I ain't ready to get cold.
I don't think it's gonna, well, I don't know. It might get that cold and shit. You never know with this weird shit pop out. We might wake up tomorrow morning, it'd be damn near -2 out there in this bitch. We never know. But as always, man, shout out to everybody for checking us out on social medias and checking it out on all the major streaming platforms. Check out playlists on iTunes. That's everything.
That's everything.
Podcast.
That's everything.
And we are.
That's everything.
Out.